This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Well, I can't remember a bigger WTF moment in years, and of course it's got to do with the Wee Charity debacle. Now, I appreciate most of the attention seems to be on the admission by Finance Minister Bill Morneau that after 3 years, he's forgotten to repay $41,000 in travel expenses paid by Wee Charity for trips to Ecuador and Kenya for his family. That's on top of $52,000 he'd already paid. $93,000, well, they must be quite the trips, given they cost more than what 90% of Canadians make in a year. Can you imagine having so much money you couldn't remember whether you repaid $41,000? Begs another question. Whose job was it at Wee Charity to keep track of expenses? Because I bet there's not another charity in the country that wouldn't have noticed $41,000 in expenses hadn't been repaid for 3 years. But the big inexplicable WTF, think about this, is after nearly a month of backtracking, obfuscation, changing stories regarding Wee Charity, after the Prime Minister said it's the only organization in the country who could administer the volunteer student program, after Chrystia Freeland said every cabinet minister was involved in a decision to award a near $1 billion contract to Wee Charity, well, we get CBC Global and others reporting the contract was never with Wee Charity. Are you kidding? The contract was with a separate entity called Wee Charity Foundation, which describes itself as a real estate holding entity that has no real estate, no staff, absolutely no track record of administering even a lemonade stand because it's never done anything. It wasn't even a registered charity until last year. And we're told that bureaucrats recommended awarding a $912 million contract to Wee Charity Foundation, effectively a shell company. We don't know who controls it. Well, I'll tell you, the bureaucrats should be fired. Make no mistake, Wee Charity and Wee Charity Foundation are not the same entity. That's the point of setting up Wee Charity Foundation and giving it the contract. You see, any liability would have been the foundation's problems, which at this point has no assets. So there's nothing to go after if legal action is merited due to any breach of the $912 million contract. You know what? At some point, even apologists must be saying, what the heck? My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.